Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Joining us live this morning, crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. And Brad, before we get into other things, a lot of interest around the Epstein files and this entire case. You know, as these are released, we don't know exactly how or when over the next 30 days, but what will you be watching for in terms of how it's all taken in? I mean, there's typically a reason why the whole trove of files aren't released on every case that we see to the public after everything's said and done.
So let's start with, do I think that they're actually going to release everything they have? And the answer is no, because they have, I believe, even President Trump's direction, opened cases in reference to things involving Jeffrey Epstein. Obviously not him specifically, because he's deceased. So that is one excuse that they won't release some of it. The rest of it may be highly redacted to such an extent you won't be able to figure out easily, you know, what is or is not, or who is or is not. And so we'll see. But I'm not optimistic about the comprehensiveness of any release that comes from DOJ, because I don't think Trump would have caved into it unless they told him, we can basically cover your tracks when this gets released. So we'll see.
Would you have any thoughts as to why Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary, left OpenAI's board yesterday and also said he would not finish teaching at Harvard ahead of this?
Because I presume there was information about him and Epstein and Summers being, you know, maybe at the house in South Florida, maybe his apartment in Manhattan, perhaps the island that Epstein owned. There's going to be, I'm going to guess, something like that that would show potentially Mr. Summers in a, you know, not a good light, to be as an understatement. So we'll see. But what other reasons could one conclude? Based on obviously his concern of what he knows might be in this file.
You and ABC News have been focused in on this online extremist group called 764. For a lot of people, they'd be hearing about this for the first time. What do you need to know?
So just for clarification, 764 is the first three numbers of a zip code in Texas, which because 764 was allegedly started by a 15-year-old who's now doing an 80-year sentence for crimes that he committed. It's a group of folks that are looking for sort of the profile of kids that we've talked about: depressed, isolated, multiple hours online, don't have any friends, talk in very dark ways, think basically that life is worthless, you know, goes on and on. And these recruiters basically pay a lot of attention to them and eventually convince them to send the recruiter sexually explicit photographs of themselves. Now, we've also heard this story before through other groups. But this one is even just several steps beyond what we've previously talked about, where they get these pictures and then they use it to blackmail the kids to harm themselves, whether it's, you know, self-inflicted wounds, in fact, even to the point of suicide, and they have them live stream it while they're doing it. In fact, I read about a case not too long ago where a 13-year-old literally killed himself online live streaming for these folks. And as a result, you know, the FBI and other law enforcement are really hot to catch these type of bad guys. And so they don't reference 764, I don't think, as much anymore. It's a loosely affiliated. It isn't like this is some organized group. It's just people online, like-minded, that are just doing these awful things. And some of them are also involved in terrorism, some of these recruiters. And so it's such a troubling story. I don't actually like talking about it, but I think it's important for parents to know, if you have a kid that falls in sort of this vulnerability zone, as I just sort of generally described, you need to get in the middle of that as to, you know, how much time are you actually spending with your children, your child? What are they doing online? And if they've gotten to the point where they're either self-harming or it's clear that they're about to do something like that, they're going to really need some professional help.
There have to be some warning signs that they would be picking up on.
Clearly. I mean, if you have, you know, a kid who, you know, sort of lacks the desire to seek out friendships, you know, sort of this withdrawal, as I've already talked about, talks about others not caring. And that's where the recruiter sort of fills in that he or she cares about them. Now, you would think, what a twisted thought that is, if in fact they're extorting them at some point. But they're looking for kids that basically fit this sort of general profile. And I think a majority of them do not fall into the self-harm category or harm others or even harming animals in the house, which they've gotten them to do. But there's a percentage of them that end up doing that. And even if they don't get to that point, I mean, a kid that's gone this deep into depression and isolation just needs help, period.
That would sound that way. Hey, Brad, thank you. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us live here on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.